senators is here as well. Senator Republican President Pro Tem Len Fasano has sent a letter to New Haven Mayor Tony Harp regarding the spending. What do you say? What do you say, sir?
Well, in the letter, Senator Fasano expresses concern over reports of the city's expenses on travel for business and also a recent controversy where some money was diverted from a firefighter's fund to pay for uniforms in the mayor's office. No, we're not kidding. Len, good morning. How are you?
Len, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. You know, Len, this whole thing, and you know, a lot of people should look at this, I think, even if they don't live in the New Haven area, because Brad and I were talking about this before, Len. I think this is endemic of what happens when you have one-party rule in many of these cities, not just in New Haven, but all over the state here, and you know, the tax money, the people's money, is being used for, you know, questionable things, and there's really no accountability.
Well, you know, I think people all over the state need to be aware of this because that's their money as well. Don't forget that when you guys pay, when everyone pays Connecticut taxes.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Right? No matter where it comes from, sales tax, income tax, that's all going to Hartford, and then it gets redistributed, and we give it to a number of cities, including New Haven. So it's our money. And I think there are services in New Haven that we don't have in suburbs, and we need to pay for those services. New Haven has a jail system. New Haven has the college, Yale, which is in paying property taxes, and Yale's a great thing about Connecticut, right? So there are things that the city has that train stations that we all sort of enjoy in each of our regions, and therefore we probably should contribute something to it. They're the court system, non-taxable property. So, but I don't mind doing that. But what I do mind is when there's this carefree attitude about, hey, look, 39% of our money is coming from the state. So New Haven's budget, 39% comes from all of us, and there's no accountability. And that's what drives me crazy. Now, a couple of years back, we said, look, if you get a certain amount of percent of your budget from the state, mm-hmm. you have to file financials with the state so that we know how you're accounting for your money. So we know in line item one, which is salaries, what's included in there. Line item two, administrative expenses, what mm-hmm. included in there. And the cities didn't want to do it, and the Democrat majority blocked it from ever going forward, which makes no sense to me. Why wouldn't you want to be forthright with what you're doing with the money? And this is the reason why we wanted to do this, so we can look at it and see how the money is being spent. And when you see unreported expenses or an estimate of X and it turns out to be four times X for a trip, you need to question, is this the tip of the iceberg? Is there more that we don't know about? Is there more waste, which we all suspect every government has waste? But we need to look at it. And that's why I wrote the letter to say, look, bring confidence. If this is an isolated incident, I get it. Prove it to us. Let's just do a forensic audit mm-hmm. of some departments to get a flavor of what you're doing with our money.
You know, I just want to say, when I first read the story, I could not believe that Mayor Harp diverted nearly $4,000 from the fire department for uniforms for her administrative staff. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was misreading something.
It is quite amazing. My understanding is they're making that up. But nevertheless, why would you ever think that's appropriate? The firemen in New Haven have a tough job, and we all rely upon them. They've got a tough job, and they can use equipment that for their services. And you know, when New Haven is a tough town, and because of one party rule and because of the power structure, people are afraid to talk.
Yeah,
they are. I'm not making this up. They are, and so people in the fire department are afraid to say, hey, it's not, we need more equipment, or we need this, and you did this, because the retribution can be quite difficult to combat.
Oh yeah, I mean, Len, yeah, I mean, look, Len, you and I grew up in the area. We know how the power politics works in New Haven, and in fact, all the major cities in the state. And again, I was explaining to Brad earlier on, and to the listeners here, Len, is we've really entered a new era where, you know, in the past, say in New Haven, you know as well as I do, you had Democratic administrations. But I remember in dealing with people like John DeStefano and Bart Gaida and Ben DeLito. They always understood that you had to have accountability, and you couldn't spend tax money from the people of New Haven or the state revenues like it was water. And sadly, I think with a new wave of politicians, that seems to be lost now. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, I think there's been a change. You know, yeah. People say, well, Len, why do you care? You know, you don't represent New Haven. Born, raised, like you, lived around the area all my life, yeah. And New Haven's a great city.
And as you say, it's state money. As you say, it actually does reflect on state grants, yeah.
Yeah, no question. No question. But we just went up in New Haven on 11% tax.
11% tax increase.
That's another story,
yeah.
I couldn't.
11%.
Right? Unreal.
Most cities and towns go 1%, 1.5%, 2%, 4% at the most. 11%, Len.
11% on the heels of raises given out to managers. So what I'm saying is, look, we can't afford New Haven to go by the way of Hartford, yeah. Right? Which is in deep trouble. We all know that.
We're getting better, though.
In deep trouble. That's in deep trouble. We can't let New Haven go in that way. And, you know, they say, well, Yale this, Yale that. Well, Yale gives them a check every year. And Yale does an awful lot for the community.
Yeah.
An awful lot for the community. Yale doesn't brag about or talk about. They help small businesses. If you raise your kids in New Haven and they graduate from the New Haven school system, I think there's some ability that they pay for some college stuff.
Yep.
So they do an awful lot, Yale does. And there's only so much that they can do. So, but it's incumbent upon the administration to say, what do we need to do? What are our wants and what are our needs? We've got to reevaluate. But if you keep going up on taxes, you're going to drive businesses that are starting to come to New Haven out. And New Haven's a great place to eat. For those who haven't been to New Haven to eat, let me tell you, we've got one of the best restaurant variety in New Haven. Really, really good restaurant.
And still the number one pizza place in America in Pepe's. Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah, and the pizza place. And, you know, it's a great place to come and have a good time and enjoy the night atmosphere. But we have to get businesses here, and we have to get more of an economic base here, and we're challenged because we're competing with others. And going up 11%, and by the way, still having a budget deficit, speaks to a city that needs help and reconfigure on the economy. And I don't think Tony Harp, and I like her as a person, I really do, but I think needs to be reevaluating her economic positions. And when she was ahead of appropriations in New Haven, in the state, you know, we saw that she went for the largest tax increase in Connecticut's history and thinks taxes are the answer, and they're not the answer. That's how you wreck your economy. And businesses will say, why am I going to go to a city that, like the state, has perpetual deficits going up in property taxes every year? I'll go to North Haven. I'll go to Brantford. I'll go to Hamden, maybe, but they have high taxes too. But go someplace else as opposed to sit in the city. This is a beautiful city, and all I'm saying is I'm not against Tony Harp, Mayor Harp, but what I am saying is someone's got to open up some people's eyes and say we need to rethink where we are so we can make this a better place. Let's work together to get to that place.
Senator, I just want to leave you with a little something perhaps that you haven't seen yet, but we've got a notification this morning about Hartford, a job source, the website Glassdoor, has surveyed cities across the nation and ranked the top 25 cities for jobs in 2018. And Hartford, the job market, being recognized right up near the top, ranked number 5 in the country with 40,978 job openings, $55,000 as medium base salary and $227,600 for medium home values, and Boston fell behind Hartford to number six. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I did hear about that either last night or this morning, and I can't recall, but I like to see the criteria. I'm sure there are a lot of job openings in Hartford, and the values of the houses are probably going down because the taxes are going up. And I think that maybe there's just not enough people who are moving. People are moving out of Hartford. There's not enough people to fill the jobs that they do have there. Not sure it speaks to a spiraling or ascending economy as much as it does as to concerns about not being able to get people to work in Hartford.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I want to take a look at this and analyze it, and I just haven't. You know, I think Mayor Bronin, who I happen to personally like as well, is trying to do the best he can in Hartford, but he has significant challenges.
I wasn't throwing a curveball. I was surprised when we both were surprised when we got it this morning. But
yes.
But again, I'm just delighted that you are here and you come on whenever we ask.
Well, anytime you guys want me on, it's always a pleasure to be on your show and talk about the issues that I think people should be aware of across the state.
Great. Len, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Len.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
Yep, 7:48, 12 before 8 o'clock, right here in the morning.